Hauptschulabschlussprüfung 2024 Englisch Haupttermin Listening Comprehension Test. There are four parts to the test. You mustn't speak during the test. You now have 2 minutes to look at all the parts. Now, skip to part one, please. Part one. You will hear five short conversations. There is one task for each conversation. You will hear each conversation twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B, or C. Task A. When will Ashley and Ben have breakfast?
What a lovely place London is. And our hotel is really nice.
You're right. So what would you like to do tomorrow?
I would love to go to one of the street markets, Petticoat Lane perhaps. But it only opens at 11 o'clock, so we can have a lie-in and a nice breakfast first.
What time do they serve breakfast?
The lady at the reception said breakfast starts at 8 o'clock, but that's too early. We're on holiday.
When would you like to go then?
Does around 10 seem a good time?
I'd prefer an earlier start, otherwise we will miss half of the day.
Okay, then let's say 9:30?
At the latest.
What a lovely place London is. And our hotel is really nice.
You're right. So what would you like to do tomorrow?
I would love to go to one of the street markets, Petticoat Lane perhaps. But it only opens at 11 o'clock, so we can have a lie-in and a nice breakfast first.
What time do they serve breakfast?
The lady at the reception said breakfast starts at 8 o'clock. But that's too early. We're on holiday.
When would you like to go then?
Does around 10 seem a good time?
I'd prefer an earlier start. Otherwise, we will miss half of the day.
Okay. Then let's say 9:30?
At the latest.
Task B. Where does the class meet?
So, listen, everyone. I wanted to remind you of our class trip to the theme park on Thursday. Don't forget to bring your parents' permission.
Oh, cool, Miss Clark. Are we meeting at the school Thursday morning?
Well, I was thinking of meeting in front of the school first, but then the organisation actually told me that the bus can only pick us up at the bus stop in the city centre or at the main station in Lincoln Road.
Ah, OK. But that isn't really helpful. Most of us live close to school.
I know. I can try to organise a drop-off there when we return. For the pick-up in the morning, it's probably easiest if you come to the main station rather than going into the city centre.
All right, then. Whatever. Everyone is really excited about going.
So, listen, everyone. I wanted to remind you of our class trip to the theme park on Thursday. Don't forget to bring your parents' permission.
Oh, cool, Miss Clark. Are we meeting at the school Thursday morning?
Well, I was thinking of meeting in front of the school first, but then the organisation actually told me that the bus can only pick us up at the bus stop in the city centre or at the main station in Lincoln Road.
Ah, OK. But that isn't really helpful. Most of us live close to school.
I know. I can try to organise a drop-off there when we return. For the pick-up in the morning, it's probably easiest if you come to the main station rather than going into the city centre.
All right, then. Whatever. Everyone is really excited about going.
Task C. What is Jack's history project going to be?
Hi, Jack. Have you already finished your history project?
Oh, Sue, hi. No, I haven't. I wanted to do it on Leonardo da Vinci. The problem is, I worked on that topic last term in Mrs. Cook's art class, so I can't choose Leonardo da Vinci anymore.
No, you can't. By the way, my history project is about Galileo Galilei. What are you going to do now?
I don't have the faintest idea. Perhaps I'll do it about Justin Timberlake.
Jack, that's a musician. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Can we do the history project together, Sue? Please?
Again? Okay. Let's do it together then. Hi, Jack. Have you already finished your history project?
Oh, Sue, hi. No, I haven't. I wanted to do it on Leonardo da Vinci. The problem is, I worked on that topic last term in Mrs. Cook's art class, so I can't choose Leonardo da Vinci anymore.
No, you can't. By the way, my history project is about Galileo Galilei. What are you going to do now?
I don't have the faintest idea. Perhaps I'll do it about Justin Timberlake.
Jack, that's a musician. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Can we do the history project together, Sue? Please?
Again? Okay. Let's do it together then.
Task D. Where will Ray and Sybil go?
He's here. Bye, Dad.
Sybil, where are you going?
Dad, I have already told Mum I'm going out tonight.
With whom? You mean you are going on a date?
Yeah. Mum met Ray yesterday at the shopping mall. He's so cool. And we are going to that new pizza place.
Ray? Never heard of a Ray.
I have to go. He's waiting.
But when will you be back home?
I don't know. After the meal, we want to go to the cinema.
I want you to be home before midnight.
But the film finishes at 12:30, and after that, we wanted to go dancing to a club.
Definitely not. You come home straight after cinema.
Oh, all right. but you are so uncool. He's here. Bye, Dad.
Sybil, where are you going?
Dad, I have already told Mum I'm going out tonight.
With whom? You mean you are going on a date?
Yeah. Mum met Ray yesterday at the shopping mall. He's so cool. And we are going to that new pizza place.
Ray? Never heard of a Ray.
I have to go. He's waiting.
But when will you be back home?
I don't know. After the meal, we want to go to the cinema.
I want you to be home before midnight.
But the film finishes at 12:30, and after that, we wanted to go dancing to a club.
Definitely not. You come home straight after cinema.
Oh, all right. But you are so uncool.
Task E. How much is the double room for two nights?
Jessica, have you booked the hotel for the trip to Rome yet?
I was searching the internet for ages last night. During the holiday season, it's all really expensive, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that it's going to be more than 200 euros for two nights per person.
You're quite right, Nelson. Although we are booking at a very early stage, most hotels charge at least 500 euros for a double room for two nights. Very often, breakfast is not included.
What? No breakfast? Maybe we should look for a nice bed and breakfast instead.
I already have. And guess what? I finally found a beautiful bed and breakfast close to the city centre and booked a double room for us for two nights. Happy about that?
Oh, great. Sounds good. What about the price then?
There was this awesome offer I saw on the internet, so I emailed the owner last night. He replied this morning and confirmed the price, 450 euros altogether. We have to pay on the day of our arrival. The rooms all look lovely.
Can't wait now. Thanks a lot, Jessica. Jessica, have you booked the hotel for the trip to Rome yet?
I was searching the internet for ages last night. During the holiday season, it's all really expensive, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that it's going to be more than 200 euros for two nights per person.
You're quite right, Nelson. Although we are booking at a very early stage, most hotels charge at least 500 euros for a double room for two nights. Very often, breakfast is not included.
What? No breakfast? Maybe we should look for a nice bed and breakfast instead.
I already have. And guess what? I finally found a beautiful bed and breakfast close to the city centre and booked a double room for us for two nights. Happy about that?
Oh, great. Sounds good. What about the price then?
There was this awesome offer I saw on the internet, so I emailed the owner last night. He replied this morning and confirmed the price, 450 euros altogether. We have to pay on the day of our arrival. The rooms all look lovely.
Can't wait now. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
This is the end of part one. Now, skip to part two. Part two. You will hear some information about the Kelpies. You will hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, fill in the grid.
The Kelpies. The Kelpies are huge steel monuments. Together, they form the largest horse head sculptures in the world and are Scotland's biggest public artworks. Stunning, outstanding, and breathtaking. These are just some of the words that describe the Kelpies. they have quickly become one of the most popular images of modern-day Scotland. The famous sculptures were officially opened to the public on the 21st of April 2014 and have won many awards and prizes because of their spectacular design and modern engineering. The two monuments stand 30 metres high and weigh 300 tonnes each. They are made up of 928 unique stainless steel plates and cost £5 million in total to build. The artist behind the Kelpies is Scottish sculptor Andy Scott. His pieces of work can be seen all over the world. One of the most famous examples is the Heavy Horse and is located near Glasgow. What is the story behind the Kelpies? The mythical Kelpie is a supernatural, shape-shifting creature. It lives in the water and has the power to change into different forms, often into horses. The Kelpies are sometimes known as water horses. If you try to mount one, it will rear up and dive into the water. For the rider, this will mean certain death at the bottom of the river. Nessie, the famous Loch Ness monster, is perhaps the best known example of a Kelpie, whether you believe it exists or not. The Kelpies. The Kelpies are huge steel monuments. Together, they form the largest horse head sculptures in the world and are Scotland's biggest public artworks. Stunning, outstanding, and breathtaking. These are just some of the words that describe the Kelpies. They have quickly become one of the most popular images of modern-day Scotland. The famous sculptures were officially opened to the public on the 21st of April 2014 and have won many awards and prizes because of their spectacular design and modern engineering. The two monuments stand 30 metres high and weigh 300 tonnes each. They are made up of 928 unique stainless steel plates and cost £5 million in total to build. The artist behind the Kelpies is Scottish sculptor Andy Scott. His pieces of work can be seen all over the world. One of the most famous examples is the Heavy Horse and is located near Glasgow. What is the story behind the Kelpies? The mythical Kelpie is a supernatural, shape-shifting creature. It lives in the water and has the power to change into different forms, often into horses. The Kelpies are sometimes known as water horses. If you try to mount one, it will rear up and dive into the water. For the rider, this will mean certain death at the bottom of the river. Nessie, the famous Loch Ness monster, is perhaps the best known example of a Kelpie, whether you believe it exists or not.
This is the end of part two. Now skip to part three. Part 3. Listen to Sue and John talking about their experiences on their school trip to Paris. Who liked what best? You will hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, write a letter A to H next to each person.
Hey, John.
Hi, Sue.
What a beautiful trip to Paris that was. I really liked it. The best thing ever was the view from the top of the Eiffel Tower. What a pity that Rose had an upset stomach so she couldn't enjoy it. But she fell in love with all the souvenir shops.
Those shops are hell, definitely. I know that Rose liked them a lot, but Mary was very interested in the Louvre Museum. She really loved the exhibition. I was so happy about the boat trip on the River Seine. What a beautiful day.
Lucky you, John. I would have liked to join you, but Angie asked me to go with her to a little cafe in Montmartre because she fancied that good-looking waiter there. But unfortunately, he had no eyes for her.
For me, James was the luckiest one among us. He's a big football fan, and he succeeded in getting tickets for a tour through the Saint-Germain Stadium. He likes Paris Saint-Germain a lot.
You boys and your football. The stadium spots are the same all over the world. Our teacher, Mr. Iron, went to a cemetery where a lot of poets and musicians are buried. How boring, but he seemed to like it a lot. He couldn't stop talking about it the whole trip back home. Hey, John.
Hi, Sue.
What a beautiful trip to Paris that was. I really liked it. The best thing ever was the view from the top of the Eiffel Tower. What a pity that Rose had an upset stomach so she couldn't enjoy it. But she fell in love with all the souvenir shops.
Those shops are hell, definitely. I know that Rose liked them a lot, but Mary was very interested in the Louvre Museum. She really loved the exhibition. I was so happy about the boat trip on the River Seine. What a beautiful day.
Lucky you, John. I would have liked to join you, but Angie asked me to go with her to a little cafe in Montmartre because she fancied that good-looking waiter there. But unfortunately, he had no eyes for her.
For me, James was the luckiest one among us. He's a big football fan, and he succeeded in getting tickets for a tour through the Saint-Germain Stadium. He likes Paris Saint-Germain a lot.
You boys and your football. The stadium spots are the same all over the world. Our teacher, Mr. Iron, went to a cemetery where a lot of poets and musicians are buried. How boring, but he seemed to like it a lot. He couldn't stop talking about it the whole trip back home.
This is the end of part 3. Now skip to part 4. Part 4. Listen to Sophie and Riley, two teachers, talking about Valentine's Day. You will hear the conversation twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B or C.
Riley, it is Valentine's Day next week. Do you remember what you did last year?
Last Valentine's Day? Ah, I know. I was really disappointed. I was teaching at a university in Japan, and I had heard that the students there always give their teachers loads and loads of chocolate. So, I was quite excited.
And what did you get?
Well, only 2 small chocolate bars. That was all. How about you, Sophie? Are you looking forward to Valentine's Day this year?
No, not really. I'm planning on going skiing with my friends next week.
To escape?
Well, sort of. I'm not a big fan of celebrating. Is Valentine's Day popular in England?
I haven't lived in England for a while now. But when I was a kid, we used to have a little Valentine's postbox in our class at school. You could write little messages to your classmates, and then you put it in the box, and it would get delivered by the teacher.
Oh, cool. In a box. Did you only get notes, or did you get candy as well?
No, it was just notes. In England, we don't really give candy and chocolate and presents to people. We just give letters unless it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Well, the thing I liked about Valentine's Day as a kid was that you'd get cards from everyone, but I was always curious to see what the boy I liked wrote to me.
Did you know who wrote to you?
Yes, of course. They would sign their name on the card.
What? They sign names? In England, you don't put your name on the card. I think you just sign with a big question mark. That's part of the fun. You have to find out.
I see. My favourite Valentine's Day gift is always from my mum. She gives me a present every year. She'll send me them in the mail. When I was in elementary school, she hid chocolates and stuff in my desk. It was awesome. Riley, it is Valentine's Day next week. Do you remember what you did last year?
Last Valentine's Day? Ah, I know. I was really disappointed. I was teaching at a university in Japan, and I had heard that the students there always give their teachers loads and loads of chocolate. So, I was quite excited.
And? What did you get?
Well, only two small chocolate bars, that was all. How about you, Sophie? Are you looking forward to Valentine's Day this year?
No, not really. I'm planning on going skiing with my friends next week.
To escape?
Well, sort of. I'm not a big fan of celebrating. Is Valentine's Day popular in England?
I haven't lived in England for a while now. But when I was a kid, we used to have a little Valentine's postbox in our class at school. You could write little messages to your classmates and then you put it in the box and it would get delivered by the teacher.
Oh, cool. In a box. Did you only get notes or did you get candy as well?
No, it was just notes. In England, we don't really give candy and chocolate and presents to people. We just give letters, unless it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Well, the thing I liked about Valentine's Day as a kid was that you'd get cards from everyone, but I was always curious to see what the boy I liked wrote to me.
Did you know who wrote to you?
Yes, of course. They would sign their name on the card.
What? They sign names? In England, you don't put your name on the card. I think you just sign with a big question mark. That's part of the fun. You have to find out.
I see. My favourite Valentine's Day gift is always from my mum. She gives me a present every year. She'll send me them in the mail. When I was in elementary school, she hid chocolates and stuff in my desk. It was awesome.
This is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers.